Welcome back, everybody,
to a new episode of Conversations with Friends. We hope you're well, and thank you so much for coming back to a new episode.
To listen to us chat about life.
How are you, Teresa?
I'm not going to lie, I'm stressed. I literally came here. It took me an hour to come to Carol's because, I don't know, public transport in Berlin sometimes just doesn't work. And then I just
Sundays arrived, especially, I think sometimes.
I don't know. Just sometimes you just, I don't know. I had my headphones in as well. So I just got in the wrong train and I like drove the wrong way. And I was like, what? No. Because it's a train I normally take, but they switch it around or something. I don't know. Anyways, and I have to learn for an exam and we both started a new internship. So we're working full time now.
Oh,
and
it's my just God. Like
a lot, but we still took the time out of the day to record today. Cause you know, you need a break from everything that's going on.
Yeah,
the world.
it's all a bit much. And that's also explaining the episode, like topic that we want to talk about today, which is sort of when it all gets too much and
when you're overwhelmed.
When you're overwhelmed, you feel there's so much going on in your life and you don't really know what to do. We wanted to chat a bit about that, kind of also for us, sort of to talk a bit about it as well.
It's very therapeutic, I think, to us, for us, just talk about it. Because I think everyone's going through it. Everyone has a point in their life, or probably more points than just one, where they're like overwhelmed or feel anxious or stressed. And maybe it's also because changes are happening and just how to navigate that change into something positive and like see it as something good, but also how to, in that moment, kind of find the calm in the chaos.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But yes. So as always, what do we want to start with today?
Gems of the week.
Drum rolls. Do you have a gem of the week?
I have a really exciting one, actually. Maybe you saw it in our podcast Instagram story, which you should follow, by the way. But I got my period.
Oh my God.
Everyone's probably like, who hasn't listened to us before, is probably like, that's not an exciting
what the
thing.
Fuck, girl?
For me, it's an exciting thing because I got off the pill last year, like literally around that time last year, and then I didn't get my period.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it was like end of August, beginning of September.
True, I remember, yeah.
So I didn't get my period. And then I was like, okay, maybe it's just because getting off the pill. But then it got like, now it's a year and I got really scared and I was really stressed. We talked about this in an episode before and I looked for things to do. And maybe I can do a separate episode on that topic where I like explain how, what I did or how maybe I got it back and just explaining the whole situation. But to keep it short, I got it back after a year. Maybe it's from the things I did or maybe it's just because of time. I don't really know the one answer, but it came back this Tuesday or like Wednesday. I was literally crying. I was like, oh my God, I called my mom and she's so excited for me as well because I just felt like a woman again.
Yeah.
Because I always knew there was something wrong with my body and that was like a
Nothing wrong with your body. I think it was just your body just really needed time and I think your mind kind of got that as like, oh my God, there's something wrong. But there was nothing wrong, I think. It's just that your body just needed its time to get into its normal state again and kind of
Definitely.
Get back to the old groove, you know?
Yeah, it was definitely like a, I'm just going to put my microphone a little bit here. It was definitely like a subconscious stressor in my brain.
Yes.
And I feel like even though I didn't acknowledge it as a stressor, it was definitely like in the back
still
of my
there,
head.
Yeah.
And I was stressing about a lot of other things and then that on top. And it's kind of good that that's at least kind of like
away now.
Yeah, I can like tick it off my to-do list basically. It was like
subconscious to-do list.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I will not get it next month. Who will know? Like, I don't know. But I am just happy that something's moving in my body and something feels like it's going right and all the effort and stuff I put in there. And I think also just like you said, I was stressing about it so much. And I think the last couple of months, I kind of let go of that thought a little bit more because I was like, okay, I tried everything I can on this planet and it's not coming back. So like, I think now it just needs time.
I swear your body just knows what it has to do, you know? And I think sometimes kind of the mind-body connection is always a bit it's fighting a bit and your mind's just your mind wants it to be okay, like now, like just so quickly. And your body is just like, no, I can't do it that fast, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it was just kind of a bit of a fight and that put a bit of pressure on you and your body as well. So it took a bit longer than expected.
I guess it's also like what I said in the last episode is just trust the process and be patient.
Yeah, no.
Which definitely, I mean,
it's so hard to do sometimes.
Because you want to fix it now. I'm like also very like impatient. It's like, oh, I want to fix it now. But I mean, you can obviously do things to support your body. Like a lot of things you can do. Like I said, we can do an extra episode on this. Otherwise, we'll be too long. But what is your gem of the week?
I was like, whilst you were talking, I was like, fuck, what's my gem of the week again? But honestly, funny fact, over the whole summer, sort of, you know, you're like out in the sun, like you have the ocean around you and stuff.
If you're not in Berlin.
In my mind, okay.
Okay.
No, and you sort of, I was sort of neglecting my skincare a little bit, like, because I was just
back.
I am back now. No, but I was neglecting it a little bit and I sort of like really noticed that in my skin. Like the other day I was like looking at myself in the mirror and I was like, oh my God, girl, like you need to take care of your skin again. Because, you know, sometimes it looks a bit like dull and just sort of not glowy and not exfoliated. And I feel like also what you like, how you're feeling and what your like, what your mindset is at the moment, it really mirrors your, like mirrors in your skin as well. So yeah, like the last past days, I've been really trying to kind of focus that a bit and get my skincare groove back again. And I kind of rediscovered, I literally like used it until the last drop. Like I don't have anything anymore. I need to get some more next week. But it's The Ordinary, I think I've talked about this like in the very first episodes in the podcast. It's like the that looks like blood.
The peeling, the instant.
The AHA, BHA.
Yeah, the red one. It's like red.
Yeah, it's red. Yeah. It looks like blood when you have it on your face. And I forgot how fucking good it is. Honestly, it's like, I think that's the skincare item that has changed my skin ever. Yeah. Like it's I think I have to get it. It's really good.
I used to have it, but...
Huh?
I used to have it, but I don't have it anymore.
Yeah, you can only use it like once or twice a week because it's very strong. But I've immediately, when you apply it, you feel the results like immediately. I was like, oh my God, the glowy queen is back, you know?
Yeah, I was looking at your skin and you're like, I need my skincare routine. I was like,
no, it's because I started using those products again. Yeah. And like normally I'm not really big on like skincare, like a lot of products, but just my kind of philosophy is just very little products, but good ones that work for me. But yes, so definitely that one. And in like pairing it with the, have you ever tried the salicylic mask from The Ordinary? It's like the black one.
Yeah, I have that one.
It's so amazing as well. I finished it too, so I need to get more of that as well.
You're just like,
healing mask, healing.
You look see you walking around the house.
No, because I think like obviously in summer, you sort of sweat more and like, when it mixes with dead skin cells and stuff, like it really kind of clogs your pores and that really shows on your skin, obviously. So I think my skin wasn't over exfoliated. It was like under exfoliated, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm kind of getting back into my routine
also
again.
Quick note, we should probably close the doors.
Yes, that was my gem of the week so far, my gems of the week. So yeah, I'm really happy to be back into my skincare routine and just, I really love doing skincare as well. It's sort of, I don't know, it just makes me feel really good.
It's like a self-care kind of thing. You just sit down and take time for yourself and
I just
don't do anything else in the moment. I feel like it's very meditative.
It's just very skincare, like you're taking care of your skin. Like the skin is the largest organ in your body and I think we should not neglect it. But yes, that was my skincare gems. And
The Ordinary, please sponsor us.
Please.
We've promoted your products like so many times. Anyways, let's get to the topic.
Anyways, we already sort of kind of said what we're going to talk about today, which is, you know, when it all gets too much. Teresa and I are a bit stressed at the moment. Teresa with school and uni. As she said, we both started working like on our at our internships full time. And I totally like forgot how chill the student life is. Like you have so much more time in your hands and just working full time is just so like overwhelming.
I think I was thinking about that the other day because like you have less actual time because you're working. Like you only have the morning and the evening and the weekends.
Yeah.
When you're working full time. But I feel like you have more mental space because you can literally like clock off work and then you just like do whatever you want. And the weekend, I feel like now we both didn't have that because we still had to do uni stuff on the side.
True.
So like I had to still study for my marketing exam. So I didn't have any free time. I felt like I was just consumed by doing stuff. And every time I had some free time, I felt a bit, you know, you just feel guilty of like chilling and you're like, I could do something.
Yeah.
Whereas when
I should do something, but I just don't want to do something.
Yeah. And whereas I think when we're both finished with our uni stuff.
Oh my God. Wednesday, I'm going to be like, woo-hoo!
Same. My day is Wednesday as well. I'm going to be like, after that, I can just chill. Like still have work, obviously, but it's definitely less like taking in your free time. Because I feel like
I feel like every time, every day, like after work, I think about, like, before I clock off, I think about the fact that I still have to do something for uni, and that kind of really puts me down. I'm like, oh, fuck, I can't just chill after work, just, you know, hang out or do whatever I want. Yeah. I need to go on my desk and sit on my computer for another 3 hours and do my work. Like, I think that's been really kind of, I don't know.
And then I feel like I'm a bit stressed as well from the fact that, like, I like my internship, but, like, I also think, I don't know, I was like, oh, do I like the office life? Like, is that what I want from my life? Then what do I do with my life? Like, you know?
Like, I don't know if I wanted, like, a 9-to-5 job, like, sitting in an office all day. Like, I think it's a good experience. I was actually talking to my mom about this. It's a really good experience to kind of get, like, an insight into, you know, different kind of areas instead of doing that later on, and then you realize that you don't want to do it, you know? So, like, doing it that at that point of time is really good, but I'm not sure if I want to, like, pursue that in my life, just sitting on the computer all day and just doing shit. Like, I don't know, some people are made for it, but I don't think I am. Maybe that will change, but so far so not.
I think, and I also had, like, not a breakdown, but I was talking to my boyfriend about it, and he was like, yeah, but you should definitely, like, you learn so much from that experience. You meet people, you know how the office life works, and you also learn so many skills that you can later on use in whatever you're doing, whether it's getting your, like, building your own business, having a side hustle, become a freelancer, whatever it is. Like, the skills you learn right now is really good. Also, like, for just how to interact with people. Like, I think it's really intimidating when you come into an office and you don't know anyone and you're just like,
oh my God, my first day was like, so it was like, hi, I'm the new intern.
Yeah. And you're just like, okay, who do I have to get coffee for? No, actually, my internship's not like that. I don't have to get coffee. I actually have to do cool stuff as well. But also, a lot of time it is like, you're basically the one that doesn't get paid that much. And you're the one that's like,
you're like the one on the very bottom of the hierarchy of the office. Yeah. Like, basically, you are, and you realize that. But I just kind of, I don't know, I made peace with that thought. So I was just like, I can get coffee for anyone if everyone wants it. I don't care.
I actually kind of like that, because I was like, I can go outside and I can go for a walk.
Yes. Like, I can breathe. Like,
yeah. I was like, I can go outside and get a, like, change to see if anyone wants anything. I'll get it. But
No, I swear I saw it, like, I'm literally about to get, like, just in general as well, like, a blue light glasses. Because this girl from my office, she has those, like, because I thought it was sunnies at first, and she was sitting next to me on her computer, and I was like, oh, I really like your sunnies. And she's like, what? And I was like, the glasses. And she was like, oh no, these are, like, blue light glasses.
Yeah.
That kind of, how do you say?
Protect you from from the screens.
Yeah, obviously. No, but they looked so cool. And I was like, oh, like, looking so cool and also benefiting your eyes, you know, like, perfect. But yeah, I really notice how, like, my neck also gets really stiff from sitting on the computer, and like, your eyes, you get a headache. And just, I enjoy so much going outside in my break. Everyone's always, like, inside, like, eating, and I'm like, I'm going to go for a walk, because I can't.
Yeah.
I need sort of to separate my break and also, like, the workspace and stuff.
No, that's a good thing, definitely.
So yeah.
Do you have to sit on the computer all day? Like, what do you have to do?
It's different. Like, The first few days, like, there was this event going on, and it was like heaps of tidying up and shit, like the office and the showroom and stuff. And now, just, like, sort of different things, doing, like, reports for, like, the different brands, and, like, doing, like, PowerPoint presentations and, like, sending out packages for, like, influencers and shit and emailing with them. But yes.
Yeah, no, that's what I also would imagine working in a PR firm. Yeah, you're doing an internship in a PR agency. I think we can say that, right?
Yeah.
Secret. Secret. No, definitely. But I think that also adds onto your stress, because I think you're not made to sit in front of the computer the whole day. I don't know. I feel like I really need to. I was really stressed the other day because I need to walk before I go to work. Because, like, if you know me, I love walking, and I need to go for a walk a day to keep me sane, basically. And I was just like, in the morning, I was like waking up super early just so I can go for a walk before work. Because I was like, it's going to get dark again soon.
Oh my God. I know.
So you're going to get home and it's going to be dark. So I was like, I need to go in the morning. So otherwise, I'm just not going to see any daylight. I'm going to be a vampire.
I'm a vampire.
It's like scary to think of that. Just like, oh my God. Like, not excited for winter. Anyways, we're like so negative. It's still a good experience. We're going to share maybe also when we're finished with the internship, we can maybe share some insights.
I'm going to be finished soon.
Oh yeah, true. You don't even, how many months do you have to do?
Like 2.5.
What? I have to do 6. Oh my God, you can't complain. That's like nothing 2 months.
I know. I'm really happy.
I wish jellyfish. Anyways, how to handle stress and anxiety and being overwhelmed, Carol?
101. I don't know. If I knew, I would not be in the situation I'm in right now.
Well, I guess it's also just us being relatable to everyone out there. We're not like doctors to give you like an exact answer of what to do.
I don't think there is an exact answer. Like, because everyone's built differently and everyone reacts so differently to like outside stresses and stuff. Like when I look at my friends, like when I imagine every one of them being, how do you say, exposed to stress, like they all would react so differently. For example, like, I don't know, one of our friends, like he just doesn't care. Like he just lives his life and just goes with the flow. And then for like me, for example, I really struggle with sort of a bit of anxiety and just really always looking for like in the future and like kind of worrying about the worst things, overthinking. Like that's one of my biggest kind of struggles, I think, at the moment. So that's why, yeah, honestly, and at the moment, I literally have told some people that I've talked about this. I feel like the universe is testing me. So universe, I swear to God.
You're out there. I'm done. I have enough tests going on in my life.
And also Mercury retrograde, just saying. It has started. I think it was like last week on the 19th or something. What day is today? It's the 14th? No, 18th. Like 1 week ago, Mercury retrograde has started. But you know what? I'm doing the best from like... doing the best with it, doing my best to kind of get through. But yes, honestly, I feel like at the moment, the universe is really testing me. There's so much stuff in my life going on and it always keeps adding up. And I'm just like, why?
But I think, like you said, it's a good testing point. And I think also it's, I know it sounds like so cheesy, but I think it definitely is also about your mindset and how you approach it. Like if you keep thinking like everything's going wrong, like it's like having a bad day. You know, when you have like a bad day and then like one thing happens and then all these bad things happen,
you're like, oh my God, my life's shit.
I generally think that's because you're manifesting that. You're like, not manifesting, but like it's because you, obviously there's also outer influences, but a lot of times you attract those negative thoughts and you attract negative things with that because you're like, everything's going wrong. And it's okay to have those days. It's okay to be like, fuck, this is shit. Fuck, that's annoying. I think it's also wrong to lie to yourself.
It's important to let it out as well.
Yeah, I think it also would be stupid if something really bad happens to you and you're like, I love it. I'm so grateful. Like, no, that's not how it works. But just trying to find other things maybe in your day that are like positive. Like I had a really bad day the other day and then I got my period and I was like, okay, I'm just going to focus on the positive that I got my period and I'm going to ignore the other shit that's going on right now and just trying to find like little things, whether it's, oh, I got a new skirt because I was like, I'm going to treat myself because I need something positive. So I went to the vintage shop, which is one of the things I love the most, like just going to vintage shops and changing the scenery. And that just made me really happy and appreciative. And then it kind of got like turned into a better day, like find things to kind of get your mind somewhere else. And I think that also is one of the points that I have is to find things that you love and that can distract you from what's going on in your life. Not obviously you should still solve the problem, but sometimes you have to get out of your headspace, whether that's doing yoga, working out, going for a walk, like going to a cafe and reading a book or something that you love that really like just gets you out of the situation you're in and gets you out of your head and like, or at least tries to get you out of your head and gets you really excited.
Mm-hmm. No, what you were saying as well about the kind of, you know, trying to get a good thing out of every bad situation as well. I was doing my tarot cards the other day and I got a card where I was saying like, even though like sometimes it looks like it's a really, really bad situation, but if you kind of try and change your perspective and thinking about the fact like, oh, okay, thinking, what is this kind of, is this going to be, is this a lesson for me? Is this like, it's something that... you know, it's teaching me something and like you can have a, like, how do you say, you can make a lesson out of everything. And it's also really important for your growth to kind of, how you say, how you said, how you approach the situation. And it's really, really like it influences your growth process. And I think that's really important. That's what I wanted to add to your, what you said. But another point that I wrote down is what really, really helps me when I have lots of schoolwork to do or like just different to-do tasks is to kind of, how do you say, I try to separate and organize my tasks. So first of all, you have to, like, if you have a to-do list, you really have to make priorities. So put the most important one that you really, really need to finish that day or really need to do on the, like, as your priority, and like all the other ones can follow. So you don't really get confused and don't want to do everything at the same time, because, you know, sometimes you can do something tomorrow or at some other point in your week or in your day or whatever. So yeah, just organize those tasks. And also what really helps me is to, for example, when I have to write an assignment or I have to study, to kind of start getting into the flow moment. So like that for me is usually like 1 hour and a half, like where I really, because like if you do 25 minutes and then like a break, it doesn't give you anything, because that's, your brain is not in that kind of state where it's really focused. So, you know, how I get into the flow moment is, I really try to also prepare everything on my desk, you know, water, snacks and everything, so I don't have to keep leaving the room for stuff except for going to the toilet. But yeah, just kind of organizing your desk, and then also listening to movie music, like to really, how do you say?
Like Hans Zimmer and stuff.
Yes.
Oh my God.
It really, really puts you into like obviously depends on which one, but I've been really liking the Blade Runner soundtrack.
Oh my God, I'm just imagining you like sitting there with like the Pirates of the Caribbean soundtrack in the back, like da-da-din. Then you're like,
no, but like, yeah, but it really puts you into that, like, because
okay, I'm gonna try that.
The music in the movie is supposed to make you feel like, how do you say, feel like, I don't know, something inside. So I think it really kind of helps you.
Yeah, I guess because it's like an action movie as well, so it's more
it
like
motivates
action,
you. Like, yeah, it going. Like motivates yeah. you. There's action going on. Like it motivates you to take action. So yeah, definitely the music, and then also obviously taking a break after 1.5 hours is really important. Taking a break, and then when you're finished with that task, you should definitely, how do you say, give yourself a little gift, you know, or like when I finish, you make something, you order food or you watch an episode of your favorite show or you go have a bath, you meet your friends, you go out. I think that's very, very important to give yourself the reward at the end of a task, so your brain makes the positive connection between those two. Because if you do a task the whole day and then after that you do something that you don't enjoy as well, it just doesn't like kind of motivate you and doesn't make really sense. So
yeah, it's actually, I do that as well. Like I sometimes, or at least I try to implement more that, like when I actually, like sometimes I set a timer because I feel like it helps me more, because
yeah,
I have a lot of concentration issues. Like I can literally like sometimes don't concentrate, but when I know there's a timer going, it's sometimes like somehow it just gets me more on the flow. And then I know that like after that timer goes off, I get like a little piece of chocolate.
Oh,
I love like sweet
that's
stuff.
That's such a good thing.
But you don't have to do it with chocolate. You can do whatever you like.
Tea or coffee or I don't know.
And also I think what I definitely need to implement more, what I've done like the last couple of days, and I want to keep that as a good, like as a reminder that when you have a break, use that break for not going on your phone, but going in out in nature, getting a coffee or like doing something that like stimulates your brain, but not in like a, like your phone is just removing everything that you just studied and you're just going to be in that zone again. But like stimulate your brain with like nature or like doing something that calms it down.
You need time to process the things you've studied as well, because if you study something and then you go in your phone immediately, you get so much more like, you get stimulated by other things and by the screen as well, by everything that's on this on the screen. I actually noticed that I was looking at this girl from work. She was in the office, and I was like standing behind her, and it was so crazy because she had her laptop on, like she had her laptop how do you say it, open. She had a screen on top of her, like in front of her, big one, and then on her, she was on her phone, and I just saw her like look at everything, and I was like, "Bruh, this is not going to work,
bruh.
Like, this is like you need to focus on one thing at one time, because it's not possible to be able to like multitask with so much technology. Like the human brain is obviously very intelligent and is able to do so much stuff, but not that.
Yeah, no.
And I was like, that really kind of made me realize how important it is. That actually brings me to my next point, is to, as hard as it is, you really need to force yourself to be present. Like you need to force yourself. Like every time you start thinking about the future, you start overthinking, making up, like how do you say, scenarios and stuff. I need to force myself to be present. Like everyone's like, oh, so you have to be present, like be in the now, but like that's true, but I need to force myself, because it doesn't work the like It doesn't work any other way.
In your head, yeah.
So really, whatever you're doing, for example, when you wake up, like really, like you wake up, you're getting, you can even think that to yourself, like I'm getting out of bed now, like I'm going to the bathroom, brushing my teeth, I'm going to wash the dishes now, I'm washing the dishes. Don't think about anything else except washing the dishes. And like, obviously it needs more practice. And over time, I think it will be easier for you to stay present. But I think that's just one of the things that I need to implement more as well, to really focus on the one thing that I'm doing now. And not, for example, when you're writing an email and then you have to think, oh, like, shit, I need to do this. And then whilst you're writing the email, you already get distracted by the other thing you need to do. And then you don't have your focus on the, like, on the one task you're doing at the moment. Yeah. So I think being present is very important.
I think that's a great tip to like tell it to yourself in your head, because I struggle with that a lot, that I'm like doing things, but I'm already thinking about the other thing and the
Me
other
too.
Thing. And the,
yeah.
Like,
and then it just gets so much. That's how you get overwhelmed.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you just start crying. And it's like one of those things where you're just like one step at a time as well. Also, that's when you said the thing about workflow, I think what really helps me is to start with little tasks. Like I'm going to go to the kitchen to get me coffee or like a tea, and doing like little tasks that like, then I'm going to sit down and then I'm going to start. And then maybe when you have to write something, for example, you can start writing like other things that just gives you in the writing flow. And then you can go into the harder things, like starting small and building it up. So like then you can just be in that like focusing like flow, on that concentration flow. And I think also like one thing that I really needed to learn is that I shouldn't put too many things on my to-do list. Because if I have so many things on my to-do list and I wake up the next day and I just see it, I just blank and I'm just overwhelmed. And it obviously like all of a sudden just like get super stressed. And I'm like, while I'm doing something, I think about the other things I have to do on my to-do list. So like keeping it to the, like you said, the really important stuff. Like what do you need to get done today? And then just focusing on that and doing it step by step, because otherwise you're going to get super overwhelmed. And then you're just going to sit on your bed.
You're
and
just
do
not
nothing.
Doing anything.
Yeah, because you're just thinking about everything you have to get done. At least that's me. I don't know if you're like one of those people that just can do so many things at once. I can't. And I think a lot of people can't. Your brain's not made to do that. And you'll also only do everything like half-heartedly, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, no, and that's not the point of doing the things. Yeah. Like, and I think it's also really important because I noticed that with myself. When I have a lot of stuff on my to-do list, I stress about the things without even doing them, you know? Like I stress about them, but not do them. Like I don't do them, but I'm stressing like, oh shit, I need to do this. But instead of doing it, I'm just stressing, you know?
You're just sitting on Nikki's bedroom floor just like, fuck. That's like what me with like, you know, my tic where I touch my lashes. A lot of times it's from me just thinking about all the things I have to get done.
Yeah, no.
It's like my brain processing things instead of doing them. That's why I'm saying like going out for a walk or doing something that moves your body gets you out of that headspace a little bit. So you're doing something, like even if it's just minor things like going for a walk, getting a coffee, getting a tea. Those are things that keep your body moving. And also really think that it helps, at least for me, to when you then go for a walk or when you go outside and do things, to not listen to music or something. Because like a lot of times, at least when you're studying, for example, I think sometimes music can help when you're like a little bit overwhelmed from life. I think it can help like process your emotions. But I think when you're studying, for example, I have to do things, I think a lot of times it helps me when I'm going out in nature and just listen to the sounds around me to be present. Because when I'm listening to music, I'm just escaping again. It's like an escapism.
It's another stimulus on your brain. Like you don't really focus on the thing that's in front of you. You're sort of being distracted again by the music, and you don't really like, you don't sometimes notice that you're walking somewhere. You're listening to the music and you're like, oh, how did I get here? Like, you know? And that's just being distracted. And I think that really, you really need to force yourself to.
It's like when you were a kid and you just went to the fridge and then you just went there and you're like, why did I want to get something? Yeah.
I've been having that so many times. I'm just like, fuck, what did I want to do? Like, what did I want to get? And that's kind of the result of being so overwhelmed.
I think that's like also you just like being in your habit. Like your habit is going to the fridge, and then it's the same thing with your phone. Like you keep going to your phone. You're like, why did I go on my phone again? Like you just forget everything you wanted to get done. And it's the same thing with the fridge. Like you just are so in your habits that you just forget everything around you and like what you wanted to do. And sometimes your brain just needs like clear out everything and just, like I said, for me, it's going for walks or being in nature in general, like just going. I have this little river close to my house. It's really, really cute. And I sometimes just go there to breathe.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, because when you live in a city, I think you have to find those places.
It wasn't funny that you have a river. I just imagine like you like next to like a forest with a little river and like bedding.
Yeah, bedding actually has some like nature like spots, and I just recently found that spot, and I love to go there just sometimes because it's like water and there's ducks everywhere, and I sometimes just stand there because there's no one there, and I just breathe and I just look at the water, and I'm just like, okay, I'm good to go, and then I go back because it's not super far away from my house, like 5 minute walk, so it doesn't take me ages as well. So if you have any park or anything, like if you live in the city and there's anything around, you find a spot that you can go to just breathe.
No, that actually brings me to my next point. What I've been really trying to, make a habit is meditating again. Like I literally like have been trying to meditate like 2 times a day or 3 times. Like
what?
Not like 20 minutes, but like 5 minutes. Like it can be like a short meditation. But also breath work. And there's this book that I really want to get. It's called, I think it's called Breath, The Science of a Lost Art. It sounds so interesting. And I've seen it with so many people and they really recommend it. And I really want to get it because if you think about it, like if you don't like breathing is the essence of life. And I think we often forget that. And through the whole fast-paced lives, we live in a fast-paced society. We always just focus on the things, on the tasks we need to get done, but not breathe properly.
Mm.
And we always neglect our breath. And we can, like, it's a tool that we can always go back to that can calm our nerves, our, like, nervous systems. And I think we sometimes forget about it and that we actually have this thing in us that can really help us in some situations and that we can always go back to. So I think implementing breath work, like meditating, I really like the left and right nostril breathing. Have you ever done that?
It's you do weird. That in yoga sometimes.
Or just also like when I feel really anxious, I do just left nostril breathing, just like really exhaling slowly and inhaling slowly through the left nostril. And then when
you close one nostril and then you
and just breathe through the
for
one.
Everyone out there who wonders what we're talking about.
Because like the left nostril is sort of more for anxiety, for calming you down. And then the right nostril is when you're feeling sort of a bit sluggish and tired and it really like pushes you up, like wakes
you
up.
So like when you say right nostril, you mean like right, you hold the right nostril or you breathe through the right nostril?
You breathe through the right nostril.
So you close your left nostril.
Yes. Oh my God. And like for calming, like you breathe through the left nostril and block the right nostril, if that makes sense. Yeah. But yes, those two things I've been really trying to sort of bring back into my life because I think for me personally, they're really good. But I remember that we've talked about this a few, like I think in the very beginning with Chloe or something, like about meditating and how you have a bit of struggle meditating.
Yeah, I think if you're like me and like sometimes I actually never got it tested, but sometimes I think I have ADHD, like seriously, because I'm like having issues like sitting still, like concentrating and like focusing on one thing, all of these things. But like I said, meditating, I'm trying to do it more. I only can do 5 minutes though. Like 5 minutes is the max I can, but like I guess small steps.
That's enough,
like,
yeah.
But what I do, sometimes I do meditating. I don't do it every day, but sometimes I just when I feel like it. But what I do instead, like I said, is going to the river and then breathe or like walking and without music. I think that's
some sort of meditation.
Yeah, that's meditation as well. I like listened to a podcast where they talked about that's meditation as well. Maybe if you're out there and you struggle to just sit in your room, because I feel like in my room I'm surrounded by all these things I have to get done.
Yes,
and if I go somewhere like in nature and I just look around and breathe and look at the things around me.
Same.
I think that's my form of meditation. And like also one thing that I also wrote down, I think it's crazy sometimes, is like tuning into your emotion, how your body is feeling. Like sometimes we're just so in our thoughts, in our mind and in our brain that we forgot other parts of our body are actually existing and like doing the work and like what's actually going on. Because a lot of times that stress is coming from somewhere, that overwhelmed feeling is coming from somewhere. You can even feel it as like a pain in your chest. But sometimes we're so in our brains that we forget to actually access those kind of body parts. And I really think meditation or like breathing or going somewhere without any sounds helps you to just be like, what am I feeling right now? What is my body doing? Because a lot of times it's so connected that you actually feel pain.
I actually had this like the other day. I had like, I don't know if it was because I was in yoga. I did like a lot of power yoga. Like every day I was like doing like a power yoga flow and I was doing a lot of the chaturanga move and like at all because I was stressed. I don't know. I had like this horrible like stabbing pain in my chest and it was so uncomfortable. So I think it was more stress, but it was like, it's crazy how your body just shows you that something's not okay and that you really need to calm the fuck down.
Mm.
Because like, no, it literally shows you that something's not right. And I think you really need to, how do you say, give your attention to those feelings and really also appreciate those feelings and kind of put them into consideration. But another thing is like, you're obviously meditating, like Teresa likes to go for a walk. For me, like the best, like I think one of the best things for me ever since I was little to get back into my body, and I've been doing it a lot, is just dancing.
Mm.
Like I've been just closing the blinds and like every morning I put music on and you like, it doesn't matter what it looks like. It really doesn't matter. Like I also need to let go of that kind of judgy sort of thoughts. Like, what the fuck are you doing? But you know, just letting it all go, like shaking everything, like tensing every muscle, doing whatever and just not caring. And I think that's a very good way for me at least to remove any stagnant energy that's kind of blocking any energetic channels in like in myself. So I think that's really like one of the ways that kind of release any negative emotions or any stress or any anxiety. I think that's
I think it's a beautiful thing, because I you always talk about it, and I've done it before, but I think I've really implemented it more in my life. I think you also have to like find the right music that gets you going and what mood you're in. I think the new playlist from Beyonce is really good. I've just recently discovered it and I love that one. She just dance, because she's just like giving you this like girl boss energy. You're just like slay, and it doesn't matter what you look like. Seriously, doesn't matter. And I think that's just like letting go.
Your hair looks really nice, by the way.
I blow dried it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thanks.
It's Beyonce. The Beyonce glow that I'm having. No, but I was listening, I don't know what it was, but I was like feeling a bit down the other day, and I was listening to like some more like emotional, like chill vibes music, and then I was doing more like flowy dancing.
Yeah.
And I literally like just feel my emotions coming through my body. That sounds like crazy, but like I actually never had that before, but it just felt like everything that was going on with me just came out of my body, and I just started crying, and I was just like, what's going on with me? And I was just sitting on the floor of my room, and I was like, oh my God, I'm so like... But then I was like, no, you should be proud of this. You should let go of this, like...
Just this judgment. Because, like, you often, like... I don't know, you obviously... we sometimes care too much about what other people think of us when whatever we do outside or, like, dancing at a club or something. Mm. And we really, like, kind of are scared of their judgment. But also the judgment of ourselves. Like, you know, when you're dancing weirdly or you're being really, like, you're being weird, and then like your ego is just like, what the hell are you doing? Mm. Like, stop this. But you really need to kind of get over that and just really let it go and just, you know, whatever.
What even is weird? You know, like, that's such a weird word.
Subjective.
But like, you know what, like, why is weird so negatively connotated? Like,
it's good being weird. I love being weird. Like,
I love weird people. Like, and like, who is weird? Like, sometimes I'm like, maybe the people that do normal stuff are weird, you know? Or like, what's normal? Like, redefining that for you and just being like, nah, like, what feels right for you in the moment? And trust me, I feel like every person in this world is doing some weird shit behind closed doors.
So. I know, but they don't show it, you know? And I think it's also really important to be weird in solitude and just kind of, you know, how do you say, taking time with yourself as well and being alone. Mm. But also another thing that really helps me, I can't really do it in the apartment, but when I'm like out somewhere, is like shouting therapy. It's like you really like shout every, like something that's on your mind or that's really putting you down, you just shout it out. Like, you know, I think it's a really good way to release anything that's in your body that you don't need.
Just go to Kreuzberg and scream. Like, and everyone's going to think you're normal. You're just one of the other drug addicts. And I'm walking. Like, you know, because you were just saying, like, I need to go outside and do it. And I was like, in Berlin, it's like kind of hard. But then I was like,
actually. Or just sort of in your pillow. That I just remember. Oh.
Yeah, I have a video of you screaming. Remember when we were in Meppen? And
oh, yeah. Screaming I really on the field. Needed that there.
Weren't you like hungover or something?
I don't think so. It was a lot. No, it was not. I was not hungover. It was the day after your birthday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you were hungover then.
No, I was hungover on your birthday.
Ah, yeah, true. Anyways, I think.
But yeah, just shouting it out. Also crying, my favorite way.
My passion is crying.
That should be on my CV, honestly. Yeah.
You need a professional crier? Hire me. Maybe I should become an actress just for crying.
Oh my God, imagine. Or like, that should be my job or something. I don't know. Maybe crying.
Cry therapy, is that something? Does it exist?
Maybe.
Because there's a lot of people out there who are actually like hiding in their emotions and can't cry, you know? So maybe that would be like a job.
Teach them some.
Yeah, just like accessing your emotions, you know?
No, I'm a big fan of crying. Just honestly, just having this really good cry where you just let everything out, like make your body shake, you know, just you can shout as well if you want, like shake your body. And then after it just feels so releasing, as weird as it sounds. But I think crying is such a good way to just release any stress.
Yeah.
But yes, I think that was everything from my list that I wrote down for tips. Anything you've got?
Oh, yeah. That's just as like for me and for everyone out there who loves caffeine as much as I do. Carol doesn't.
Mm-mm.
So you're good. But I'm not saying that like everything comes from your caffeine, but if you're feeling already anxious and stressed and a lot of things, there's a lot of toxins we put in our body that can make that higher. And I really learned that from looking into why I didn't have my period. And I'm still drinking coffee just because I love coffee and I love the taste of it. I'm not saying you should never drink coffee again. If you can, if you don't think it's an important thing in your life, take it out. Like obviously it's not important to my life, but it definitely adds a lot of my routine. And like, I love coffee. Like it just makes me feel really good. But I reduced it to one coffee a day, which was a lot for me to change because I
drank. How many were you drinking before?
2 to 3. I know. Oh, which I is literally not feel
like
good.
Anxious as fuck when I drink half a coffee. And I'm just like, because I'm always like, oh, I'm going to become a coffee drinker now. Yeah. And then I drink one coffee and then I feel shit. And I'm like, nah.
I think my tolerance is so high from living in Australia and drinking so much coffee that like now I'm just like, I can drink like 3 coffees and I'll be fine. But I don't want to be that person. So I reduce it to 1. And if I really feel like I need to pick me up because I didn't sleep that much, I'll have a matcha. Because matcha, or sometimes I just have a matcha. Like
you can also have chai.
Yeah, I'm just not the biggest chai fan.
True.
Like, I don't know. I like chai, but I actually like matcha and like coffee. And then
if it's good matcha.
I feel like matcha comes close to like coffee when I feel like chai, it's more like I would drink, it gives me the feeling of I'm drinking hot chocolate kind of thing. You know what I mean? It doesn't give me the same vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's just me. But I think if you're out there and you're drinking a lot of coffee, definitely think about just reducing it and then seeing how you feel. Maybe if you can like completely take it out of your life, that'd be awesome as well.
But just start slowly. Just don't do.
Because it really played into my insomnia, and then insomnia led into obviously being anxious and stressed and overwhelmed because I didn't get sleep, and sleep is super important. So it's just like this chain of things. But also there's obviously a lot of things you can do, like taking specific herbs or like drinking herbal teas that calm you down. Like we're drinking lavender right now, and just it's a lot about like your lifestyle, but obviously there's a lot of things that maybe can help you support calming you down. Like CBD oil is a big one that helped me, or anything that's ashwagandha related. Like
I love ashwagandha, but weirdly, I don't know why, because I have those like I used to have those ashwagandha capsules and I was taking them. I don't know why, but I think it, how do you say, made my thyroid, like my thyroid, the, oh my God, what is it called?
I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know the word in German right now, but my thyroid, it made me feel like this feeling in my throat that I have something stuck in my throat.
Okay.
And like, I don't know. And I Googled it actually. And for some people, it, when they have a very sensitive thyroid, which is like that part here in your throat.
Kehlkopf.
No.
Whatever.
Whatever. Anyways.
Just look it up.
And it can really, how do you say, not damage it, but I don't know. It gave me a really weird feeling in my throat and my body, and I was just not having it.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's for everyone. I think you should definitely like maybe find it. Like if you're having really bad anxiety, I think it's definitely worth going to a naturopath and maybe looking into what herbs you can take to support your daily life or what foods you're eating, and just also looking into that, because I do think food is, or like what you're putting into your body, can really affect your anxiety, your stress, and being overwhelmed, and it can also support it.
Yeah, no, for sure.
But yeah, for me, like CBD, or I haven't taken it in a long time, but it definitely helped me when I was having insomnia. And also I've been trying microdosing lately, but I don't want to give a statement to that yet because I only did it like 3 times, and I think it's definitely a topic where you should dive more into and give more information before I say it to anyone out there. But it definitely is something that I'm interested in. Like I think it's a really interesting thought, that microdosing really helps you for people who have ADHD, and like if you're having creative blocks, or like in general, like have struggles concentrating. And yeah, I was herb foraging the other day. Sounds like I'm this like witch, but like I had to do it for my internship actually. And this woman was talking about like different herbs and how they profit your body. And it was super interesting. Like the whole herb foraging thing is super, if you ever thought about doing a class or going herb foraging, really do it, because it's super, super interesting and really opened my mind to a lot of things. But she was also talking about like microdosing and her thoughts on that, but also different herbs and like things you can find in the forest. And it was super cool. And I was like, I really want to learn more about like different herbs and what we actually have in our forest in Germany and like in parks, and how we can use that to make tinctures or creams and really benefit our health. Because we have a lot of things in nature that are actually there to help us, whether it's with wounds from outside of our body or inside. And it's just so interesting to me that like we always go to the pharmacy and get like paracetamol when there's actually so much in nature that actually is there to support us, and we can
Come from nature. We come from nature. And I think the system nowadays is so like, my mind's kind of really, how do you say, 50-50, not 50-50 on it, but like obviously for some kind of situations in your life, obviously having the medical system there is really definitely helpful. But like in some ways, I think it's fucked up how people, they treat themselves with so much medication. Like when you have so many things out there in a natural, like in a natural way, that do the same benefit, but don't put so much, like you don't put so much shit in your body, and it's not bad for you.
Don't get me wrong, I like love my paracetamol once in a while and my aspirin, and like I also have to take a lot of antibiotics if I have bladder infection. Like, and she was also saying that, like the woman who was doing the herb foraging, she was like, if you actually have like a big issue, like you should still go to a doctor.
No, definitely.
I think it's stupid to just be like, plants can heal everything. A lot of times if it's like an actual issue, like you should go to the doctor, but a lot of times
like
it's
a
like
UTI when there's like no other possibility that can really really help
if
you.
If people tell me I have to drink cranberry juice, I'm like freaking out, because I'm like, you don't know, like I've tried, like I have a chronic like issue. But I think a lot of things when it comes to stress, anxiety, also like a lot of mental stuff when it's like, oh, I'm feeling a bit down today. There's a lot of things in nature that can help you support that. But
how?
Yeah. But obviously still, if it's like going to an extreme, you should always look for professionals.
Yeah, no, definitely.
I don't want advice that here.
Yeah, no.
I was just saying, I went to herb foraging and it was really interesting. Like I said, also microdosing, I'm not telling you to do it. I'm just saying it's an interesting topic. Maybe if I have some more knowledge and experience on it, I could do a separate, or we could do a separate episode, because I think it's interesting. But yeah, it definitely also is known as being like helpful for anxiety and stress and concentration.
I swear there's so many things for us to reach out for, and I think we should be so amazing for like nature and for Mother Earth to giving us these possibilities instead of just pumping ourselves with stuff that we don't actually need.
Yeah. Anyways, that's, I don't want to get off topic, but I was just saying like sometimes you can look for natural supplements that can help you support your journey on finding a little bit or feeling a little bit less overwhelmed. Sometimes it's also just like homeopathic, like knowing, okay, I just drank this herbal tea and now I'm in the zone and I'm feeling better. You know what I mean? Like sometimes it's just like breathing. It's like drinking a tea and you feel better after that, you know, like saying that to yourself. Sometimes you just need these little routines. I think in general, setting routines is a good thing for when you're overwhelmed and having things to look forward to.
That's something actually that just came to my mind as well. Like, just having little things, or kind of, I don't know, coffee with your friends or something, or like the little dates that you can look out for in the week or a day. Like, I think that helps my week so much more, or like my life so much more if I have something that I can look forward to.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, like, I don't know, now I'm already looking forward to for my birthday or something, or just, I don't know, this week, like my boyfriend's dad's coming over and I'm really excited to like see him as well, and just, you know, those little things. It's all about those little things in life that you can implement. Life doesn't have to be just always negative and stressful. Like, no, it's just those little things that make it good.
And that keeps you motivated to keep going as well, and like do these things and get them done, and like be like, okay, having like kind of like deadlines in a way.
Oh, like, yes. Oh, I'm like so excited for my deadline on Tuesday. Like just having this day where I think, okay, I'm not going to like, you know, I'm going to hand it in.
Yeah.
And then I'm not going to do anything anymore. And then that is off. Like, that's something I'm looking forward to.
Yeah. Like everything, like if, like we said this in the last episode, everything will be okay. Whether it's you're doing an internship right now, you're overwhelmed with stuff that's going on. it will always find an end, and there will always be doors closing and doors opening. And maybe you feel like I sometimes feel like, you know, when you close a door and another one is opening, and you just in the hallway trying to find the other door. Yeah, like I feel like sometimes I'm just stuck in this hallway trying to find the other door, but I know it will open one day. And sometimes you just have to remain in this hallway for a little bit, because I think this metaphor of like one door closes, one door's open is a bit like, it doesn't always work like that.
Yeah.
But I think embracing being in the hallway and just being like, okay, I'll just get a little coffee, I'll just do this, and then I'll find the door that opens.
I'll just sit down, read a book.
Yeah, I'm just going to be fine. Like I said, be patient, trust the process. And yeah, if you feel like you're in the hallway as well, your door will open. Just, yeah.
I think the like one thing that maybe you can get away from this, or I get away from this, like, try and get out of your mind and into your body as much as possible. Cause I think, like Teresa said, let yourself feel those emotions, get away from so much stimuli in your everyday life. Just get into your body. Cause that's where you like go inward, and that's where everything's coming from, and really kind of try and figure everything out, like figure out the inner situation. It's not always stuff that's going on outside, but often also stuff that's going inside that you need to kind of, you know, take care of and kind of shine a light on. So I think just going into your body, meditating heaps, meeting, like talking out your emotions, writing out your emotions, and just getting out of your mind as much as possible. I think that's one thing I can get away from this whole thing.
Yeah. And like I said, knowing that it will be fine, because sometimes life is just like a bitch to you, and knowing that everyone's going through that and we're all in this together. And yeah,
I was actually, I don't know if I still have it, but I looked at this Instagram post of this girl the other day, and I don't know if I'm gonna find it, but she was saying, she was right, I really liked the caption, and she was basically writing it like about living, about how we always try and put words in it, and always trying to think about living, but instead of that, we should just live it, like feel like all the, like experience it with our, like with all of our five senses, and going like experiencing life and just living it. And she also said that for her, life is not good or bad, it just is. And when she can accept this fully, she's set free. So basically, don't always put a stamp on it. Don't say, oh, this is such a bad situation, or this is a good situation. Just see life as it is. And then that's how you can really, you know, live. And I think that made, for me personally, like, I don't know about you guys, but no, for definitely. Me, it really made sense. Just not always kind of put a label on it. Like, yeah. Oh, this is shit right now, or this is really good. Like, obviously you can be happy and you can be sad, but just kind of see it in a bit of a more neutral way, you know, just life as it is. Life is not good, or life is not shit to you, you know, like it's just life.
And that's just taking it on. And I think that's a really beautiful way to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And embracing both, like not just good and bad, or just like sometimes you're also in this gray area, just embracing whatever's throwing at you and also seeing bad stuff. I feel like sometimes it really helps me to also think when bad stuff is happening to, or like not bad stuff, but like stuff that's happening to me that I don't really like love or is overwhelming me, I just always see it as a lesson, and like knowing that I will gain something from this later on, and then it will be like a good moment, or like I will just continue living and I'm going to feel better. And then I think I learned from that feeling, or like even sharing these emotions that we're having right now, I think with the internship as well, or being overwhelmed, being in the office life, we learned, like we said, we learned so much from that, and just that keeps me going to just think, it's just one part of my life. My life is long. I have so much other beautiful things to experience and look forward to. And it's just like, it's okay.
And it's also without the, my mom always says that, she's always like, without the negative, like like not as good things in your life, you would never be able to feel or to see the good things in life, you know, like without any hard times, you wouldn't be able to kind of see,
appreciate
the good times, you know. So I think it's just always like about the way you see the situations and just kind of what you know take away from them. So yes, yeah. That's just my end of ending this episode, my way of ending this episode right now.
And we're going to go back to studying and crying and chatting. Anyways, we hope this might help someone out there. Just know that you're not alone. Everyone's struggling with this. We're currently struggling with being overwhelmed, but it's fine. Brighter times are coming. We're going to be in Barcelona soon.
Oh my God.
Carol's birthday. And yeah, really excited for that.
I'm so excited to see all of our friends.
Yeah, I'm also excited to just be in the warm weather. Because it's like really fucking fall vibes. Yeah, actually, I'm kind of loving the fall vibes.
I love it.
Lighting up a candle.
You can just wear cute, like kind of cute stuff. Like, yes. I sometimes struggle in summer to wear nice stuff. Like, because I'm just so hot and I don't know what to do.
Same. But and like, it's like not winter yet, so you don't have to wear like your winter fashion.
Jacket. Yeah. So you're just sort of like, you know, cute fall vibes.
Like I was saying to Carol today, I look like a religion teacher, something really conservative.
That was the first thought when I saw her, but I just wanted to
say, I don't
know
why. I just love the grandma, like, conservative look. That sounds like
you actually do, don't you?
I don't know why. I just love like retro. Like, I love stuff that my grandma would wear.
You have like two sides. Sometimes you like really spicy stuff, and you're just like,
it just depends on my mood. But like, I like my grandma's my biggest style inspiration. So I feel like I take a lot of stuff from her closet. So then I end up looking a bit more
like her.
Because if you look at the 70s and like, yeah, that's probably my favorite fashion era. They've all dressed more like conservatively, obviously, because that was just the time, except if you're like a hippie. So I think that's just how I take my style away from that. And that's maybe why I look sometimes like I'm going to
church.
I'm kind of become a nun and I don't have sex before marriage. Anyways.
It's too late for that.
Well, I'm sorry for I'm a sinner. No.
Anyways, we're getting off topic now. We hope that
you're procrastinating, like don't want to go back to work.
Yeah, I'm just like, I don't want to study.
No, it's okay. Anyways, we already talked for quite some time.
We hope you liked it. We hope you can take anything away from this. If you're in the same situation as us, just kind of, you can always come back to this episode. Even maybe listening to our voices is soothing for you.
You can text us on Instagram as well. Just
if you want to
dumping
have a chat,
it all on us,
Jeff, you're having a chat. We can just talk about it. Because I think we're all in the same boat here. Like, even sometimes we obviously have different experiences, different like perspectives and different lives. But in the end, we're all human beings. We're all going through this experience called life.
And life is overwhelming. So.
And it can be overwhelming, but it's also really great. So, yes. Anyways, we hope you have a beautiful rest of your day. Tell the people you love that you love them. Always don't forget to be present. And we will see you in the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.